Despite marginal improvements in the unemployment rate on the back of imperfect data, the latest quarterly labour force survey underscores the need for fresh economic thinking. We are confronted with a pandemic of joblessness, but instead of mitigating the national disaster with workable solutions, the ANC is recycling the same tired old ideas ahead of its policy conference in July. The private sector alone is able to create jobs at scale by absorbing predominantly low-skilled people into employment. The DA is committed to unleashing the private sector's potential. That is why, in national government, as our first order of business, we would do three things to stimulate job creation. Firstly, scrap the automatic extension of collective bargaining council agreements to small and new firms and those who didn't sign them in the first place. Secondly, empower individual economic sectors to set their own minimum wages and offer tax exemptions to small businesses to help them absorb the cost of minimum wages. And thirdly, put a stop to onerous racial legislation that deters investors, strangles growth, and kills jobs, like the job-destroying Employment Equity Amendment Bill, which currently sits on the President's desk awaiting his signature.